When drug maker Merck made Gardasil available in 2006, it was the first vaccine designed to prevent cancer in humans, specifically cervical cancer. Gardasil is recommended for girls and women ages 9 to 25 before they become sexually active. But now a second vaccine, Cervarix, has proven effective in clinical trials for women up to the age of 45, including those who are sexually active. Dr. Gary Dubin oversaw clinical trials of Cervarix that involved more than 18,000 women from 14 countries across Europe, Asia, Latin, and North America. He says the results show Cervarix provides 100% protection against two major strains of the human papillomavirus, or HPV, which cause cervical cancer.
The reason this is important is that these two HPV types are responsible for about 70% of cervical cancers globally.
Secondly, and very important, they show us that the vaccine is also effective against infection from other HPV types that can cause cervix cancer.
Dr. Levi Downs is an investigator in the Cervarix study at the University of Minnesota.
Virtually 100% of women have the potential of receiving some benefit from this vaccine.
The studies also show Cervarix is effective even for women who previously had cancerous lesions, provided those lesions have been cleared. More than 500,000 women around the world will be diagnosed with cervical cancer this year. The disease will claim the lives of nearly 300,000 women. GlaxoSmithKline has initiated a study comparing Cervarix with Gardasil to see if one vaccine is more effective than the other. So far, no data is available. But with the expected approval of Cervarix in many countries, women can add another weapon in their arsenal against the cancer-causing human papillomavirus. Carol Pearson, VOA News.